Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are off and running on a getaway Friday, July the 24th, 2020. 15 minutes past the hour. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying that I have the greatest mind in the world. But yesterday, when I started this program, I said there was something I wanted to talk about with the date July 23rd. But I didn't want to start the show yesterday with it because I wanted to talk about the mask and the mask mandate and all that. And I said, somebody remind me before the show is over today to talk about why July 23rd is an important date and how that all configures around. And I think we got so busy yesterday talking about the mask mandate. We had three calls in hour number one and three calls in hour number two, and that pretty well ate up the time. And we were taking calls right up until we went off the air yesterday, which is great. That's exactly what you want to do. But we never did get to why July 23rd was a big date. So I'm going to be on the air today from now until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, sometime between now and then, I want somebody, write this down right now, to call me at some point and say, tell us why July 23rd is an interesting date. Because we all have these dates in our family, but I want to tell you, and this still boggles my mind, because for somebody who doesn't believe in ghosts, and somebody who doesn't really believe in any paranormal activity, you know, horoscopes or anything like that, this is interesting to me because I don't know how this could possibly happen. But remind me to tell that story before I'm off the air today. I'm not going to open with it this morning. I just want to let everybody know that we did forget it yesterday. So somebody write it down because clearly I will forget it. Just say, Scott, tell why July 23rd is a big day at some point between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon. Okay. That being said, let's start with where we are going to start today. Now, yesterday, the mask mandate went into effect at 6 o'clock last night. And, you know, I actually think that I went out, I'm trying to think of when I went to the store yesterday, if it was before 6 o'clock or after 6 o'clock. Regardless, it was right around that time. It was somewhere between 4 and 7, 4 and 7, or maybe 5 and 7. It was in that neighborhood of mandate time. Now, here are two things that I observed in the store that I went into. Number one, as I was entering the store, I saw a lady coming out of the store with a mask on, and she yanked that mask off in real disgust as she was coming out the door. So she really did not like having this mask on. As I was coming in, she was going out, and as soon as she got out of those doors, she couldn't have taken three steps, and that mask came off in a very violent fashion. So people don't like wearing the masks. This is clear. I'm not saying all people, but for me to see that, first thing I saw as I was going into the store, that has to be a pretty common thing. Number two, I did notice there were people in the store, especially an elderly lady who was on one of those motorized carts who did not have a mask on. Now, I'm guessing this was for medical reasons. So, obviously, these stores are going along with medical reasoning for not wearing the mask, which was one of the exclusions in Governor DeWine's order. So, at this point, I really think we just have to say, okay, we're going to have to wear the masks. It's in effect now. This is the way life's going to be. And until we get a vaccine. So I guess we'll just hope for a vaccine and keep on trucking down this road. Now, does anybody else have any observations of what's going on now in society? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We had such great conversation yesterday. That's what I loved. We had three calls in hour one, three calls in hour two. We didn't even have enough time for the calls we had because we were taking them right up till the time we went off the air yesterday. And I like when somebody gets on the line and we have a continuous conversation. Now, some people doing talk radio don't really want to talk to the callers. Now, I hate to say that, but if you're listening to a talk radio show, they don't want to talk because they cut the caller off. I think if you have something to say, I want to talk to you. Let's go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing this Friday morning?
Getaway Friday. I'm in a good mood.
Hey, there you go, there you go. I echo the same thing yesterday. I went out and observed a little bit, and for the most part, people seem to, you know, not have a big issue with it. And I see more masks wearing than I have in a long time.
You know what's interesting? It seems like logic has come in. Everybody got angry, everybody got upset, and now logic has set in to where, okay, we know we've got to do it, so we're going to do it. Now, if we don't want to wear it, we're going to yank it off as soon as we come out the door. And this elderly woman, you know, I really don't know. I doubt she had a medical pass, but I'm sure she said to somebody, listen, I can't wear this. It is not good for my health. And they didn't make her wear it, and nobody was making a big deal of it.
Well, it's all about common sense. You definitely want to steer away from causing the scene, so, you know, it's better just to go with it, deal with it like that, you know. Use a little bit of courtesy there, isn't it?
Well, I think that's what we've got to do, and I think people thought there wasn't going to be that courtesy, hence the story I told yesterday about grabbing a hold of the manager's hand and bashing the cart into the stores of the establishment. I think there is still a little bit of that going on, but I think for the most part, citizens get... You know, there are a lot of things we don't want to do in life.
This is true, very true. You know, the stores don't have the resources to be doing that anyways. I mean, they ain't got somebody at the store there, you know, or out front of the store to make sure everybody's got a mask on. You know, they got other things they got to do.
Well, you know, I started thinking yesterday because, oddly enough, I had a friend call me last night who is, they've got some problems with cholesterol and diabetes and triglycerides and all those things. And they called me up and said they had visited the doctor recently and their numbers were all up and they had to make a change in their life to get these numbers back down because the doctor was concerned. And I thought, you know... That's exactly what's going on here, is that essentially the doctors of the United States have said, listen, we have got a disease out here that could do you great harm. Now, you don't have to abide by the rules, but here are the rules.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you're making your own choice. You know, like I said, I got medical problems, and sure, I don't like to wear the mask, but, you know, it's one of those things where if you know, I don't want to wear the mask, I'm going to have to wear it until we get past this.
Well, and that's the thing, and I'm still confused, because, listen, I am willing to understand why people don't want to wear them. They are uncomfortable. They're not the greatest things in the world. But, you know, for years, if you would go into a hospital and somebody would have any kind of infection, if you wanted to visit that person, you had to put the gown on and you had to put the mask on, and you did that because that was the precaution to visit that person. And if you didn't do it, you couldn't visit that person.
Yeah, so, this is true. I've been through that before when a real sick person down in Grant and Columbus there, we had to dress up like we were on the face of the moon there.
Right. And that was just something. Now, I did not hear people say, you're infringing on my rights to do this. I'm really having a hard time understanding the difference. Now, again, I do understand why people don't want to wear the mask. They are uncomfortable. But I also don't get where this is such an infringement on people's rights. That I don't understand.
Exactly. Well, on the lighter side today, my sister gets out of Heartland there, and she's coming home today. It's amazing what the doctors can do with a broken hip.
Oh.
She broke her hip 2 weeks ago, and now she's ready to come home already.
Oh, 2 weeks with a... Well, that's a pretty quick turnaround on a broken hip.
Yeah, that was a complete replacement, too, you know?
You know, I tell you, a broken hip, obviously I've never had one, but, you know, boy, that, I just can't imagine. Did she say it was pain? Is it painful?
Oh, I see it firsthand. She fell out in front of my house here.
Oh.
I've never seen a person screaming so much pain.
Yeah, I've heard that those broken hips are really something awful.
But that just goes to show you what medicine is like these days. Oh, just another thing, too, I was listening to the news there, and they got a possible, they're going to plan on testing 300,000 people on a vaccine.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things, is that people are working on a vaccine for this, and as soon as we do have a vaccine, people will be able to be vaccinated, and then we can get rid of these masks, and we can go back to life. Now, people think there's going to be some great change in life. I really don't know that there will be, to be honest. Now, I think the great change we're going to see is going to be in the businesses that have closed down, and the economy that's been hurt, but I don't think as far as, personally, as far as wearing masks and how we do business, I really don't think that's going to change all that much. I think we're very resilient in a lot of ways. We snap back pretty quick.
Yeah, the only thing that could really hurt us is if we had to, you know, shut down again. Now, that's really going to put some serious pressure on, isn't it?
Oh, well, you know, I just, and I mean, I'm seeing a lot more things on this chain shortage. And what I've learned about this is, you know, no matter what has caused it, whether it's people aren't spending as much money, or, you know, there aren't enough employees to make the money, it's going to go back to normal.
Well, I heard the Denver Mint was shut down for like 6 months there. That's what people tell me, and that's the reason for all this, you know, change hoopla. They're just not making as much. It's because they got to ramp it back up again.
Well, yeah, and whatever the reasoning is, you know, I just don't understand. Here's what is really interesting in this whole time period. Not just with the masks, not just with how you have to go into a store, not just with this whole change thing. What is fascinating to me is it really is a psychological study on, can people adapt? And some are really having a hard time with this.
I'm adapting to it. Actually, I got about $300 worth of change that I'm going to take in, and
just
to get rid of it, because it's just laying around.
Right, and I just don't know why we can't all say, okay, listen, this is not going to be permanent. Do people really think it's going to be permanent? That's what I can't figure. Now, if the mask order was going to be forever, I could understand all this hoopla, but I have not heard that. I don't think anybody would put up with that. I don't think the people who are for the masks would be okay with it if it was forever.
Well, we've had pandemics before. They come and they go. And it's just one of those times. It's one of these things where we gotta, you know, help this thing disappear.
Right, right. We just got to keep it going down the road. And as long as we keep it going down the road, it'll go away. Now, the interesting thing is if this mask thing works, because the idea has been that if we wear masks for like 6 or 8 weeks, it will greatly, you know, hurt this pandemic and knock the numbers way down. Now, if that does work, and we find that out here in a couple months, then all the people who were against it, I mean, do they really have an argument anymore?
No. That's the thing. We got to just wait and see how this thing pans out, is it? And, you know, if that don't work, boy, who knows?
Yeah. Well, I think we'll all be for the best. I mean, you know, as Americans, we've been through a lot. We've seen a lot. And I guess maybe we just don't like being told to do things. But it's all going to be fine. You know what? In a week, people are going to be doing this just like any other thing. And it's not going to be any problem at all.
Yeah, we all got to start getting along, you know, here, you know, and stop fighting one another over stuff like this and get together, and we'll nip this right in the bud.
Well, you know, as I've always said, the only way we're ever going to continue to survive on this planet in any situation is together. We're not going to survive apart.
You're a very smart man, Scott. As I said time and time again, you're a very smart man, and I wish more people would call in and talk to you and get their point of view.
I appreciate that, and I thank you for calling as always.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, that's the kind of call I like. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour here. Here is the caller situation on this program as opposed to another program. I like the callers. And I never understood why hosts on programs like to hurry callers along. Now, if you've got something else to do, yeah, I understand hurrying a call along. Or if you're coming up to the end of the program, you can hurry a call along. But if we've got time and you're saying something interesting, why would I not leave you on the line? I would think the logical thing to do would be to leave you on the line, and we can have a dialogue just like I did with that gentleman right there. That's what you want to do. I want to know what you have to say. You know, here's the thing. I can only be in so many different places. I'm only going to see what I'm going to see. I need to know what you see, what you think. This is what's important. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I need a few minutes of your time.
Go right ahead.
I don't do Facebook and all that crap.
Right.
But in the last week or so, people tell me that they had a fair over in Bell Fountain, which I couldn't confirm, and then I was told that Bezos had a fair, which I couldn't confirm, but if they did, why do people put things on Facebook and you can't confirm it?
Well, people,
and, yeah, right. So, Facebook, you can't only believe about 1% of what they say. So, and if these people did have pairs, especially if you saw us, when they canceled their Buffalo Festival, why would they turn around and let them have a pair? And so, all this stuff on social media, you better check it out real quick. Like I say, I don't do it, but there's no sense in people putting stuff out that's not happening.
Well, it's interesting.
Now,
Yeah, it's interesting because I can't imagine, especially in Bucyrus, that any kind of festival went on because of the cancellation of the Bratwurst Festival. And if somebody was going to do a fair or anything of that nature, they would have to get a permit to do it. And I highly doubt that any of these city councils or county commissioners would be granting any permits. So I highly doubt it.
So why would they cancel, as my point is, cancel a Bratwurst Festival and a fair? Yeah, they're calling a different name. They're basically what you said is saying. Now, and I will have to put out kudos to Marion. They did allow, when I can get a newspaper and get on the news, they did allow all the kids, they did all their hard work with their animals, and they allowed them in a certain days of the week for certain animals. I do, that was good, because those kids worked hard for what they did, so that was good.
Yeah, yeah, they are working hard, and I think that was a great thing that they did.
That was a good thing. Like I said, when I get the newspaper, and then the paper will end, like different days, and, but why are people putting out, is it just a bit nasty, or joke, or getting people excited? I do not know.
I think it's a joke. I think I've seen this time and time again. People think this is funny. They think they're comedians, and they put this stuff out there because they think it's brilliant that they can fool people. And I think it gives them some kind of I think they have an inferiority complex, and they think that it makes...
Well, the other night, I didn't get a chance to get to you because of my appointments and all. A guy went by here pulling a pedal wagon. And north. And I don't know where he was going with it. People put stuff out. And I don't know why they do it. So.
It's interesting.
I always say, a joke or whatever. No.
Yeah. I know what. We'll see how that all ticks out in the end, but I appreciate the call this morning.
Yeah, hold on, I got one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Remember last week when I called you about your cousin?
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard out who it was?
No, I never did.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I was at the doctor Wednesday. I know what your real name is.
My real name.
Your middle name.
Oh, my middle name.
Yes. I saw a photo of you and your mother. I believe his name was Ron. Ron.
Right.
Okay. And you said you could not remember the name of your cousin?
Yeah.
I've got it here on my paper right down in front of me.
Now, it's not Gail, is it?
Her name was Carla.
Oh, okay. Yes, that helps. I do have a cousin named Carly. I just didn't know who Gail was.
And you couldn't remember.
Yeah.
So when I was there Wednesday at the Warren Center, she wrote this down on me, and I want to read it to her. He says, Scott Eugene, you know who I am. It's your cousin, Carla. She says she hadn't talked to you for a while, but... She wrote this note on the back for me to give to you.
Well, that's good. And that was the message?
Yeah, that was the message.
Oh, well, yeah. No,
Scott Eugene, you know I am. Tyler, it's your cousin, Carla Thompson.
Yes, yes. Now, this is...
You said you couldn't remember. So, she told me, if I got a chance to talk to you, just remind you.
Well, now see, no, I do know who Carla is. I do have a cousin named Carla, and I know who. But see, I think last week you said her name was Gail. Now I don't have
Carla.
Yes, I do know
yeah,
Carla.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I do not deny that. I know Carla, but I don't know who Gail was. I don't have any Gails.
That's what I was. I deserve it more. But I got to know right on the paper.
Yes. I do know who you're talking about right now. So she works over at the hospital.
She works over to the hospital, yeah.
Oh, good. And what does she do over there? What does she do over there?
She is a nurse's assistant in the wound center.
In the wound center.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes, I haven't talked to her in a while. So if you see her again, now tell her I know who she is, that I didn't, but you know, I didn't know any Gales, but I do know who she is. I did not forget who she was, and tell her that I will, you know, the phone works both ways. She can give me a call if she likes. I'm still around.
Right.
Tell her to start listening to the show.
She says she hasn't talked to you for a while, and, I'll be seeing her again next week.
Well, tell her to turn on the radio, for heaven's sake.
So I will tell her, but she wanted me to give you the message.
Well, give her the message to turn on the radio.
All right. But anyway, back on this other crap, I wish people would quit. Like I said, I don't do it, but don't be putting stuff on Facebook. And like I have a few stars. Like I said, why would they cancel the Broadway Festival and then turn around and do a fair? And then people going up there and the radio fair.
Yeah, well, we'll see if anybody knows anything about
it's
that.
It's up to the health department.
Yes,
and
yes.
And now we're on this mask deal that went into effect last night. And I went into Kroger's Wednesday after I left the hospital, and there were people in there that were not wearing masks. There was nobody at the door checking you, and they were just walking in and out. So, and Kroger's was supposed to put on that effect on Wednesday. So, I don't know what is going on. Somebody else has got to figure it out. So
absolutely. Well, thanks
anyway,
for the...
I'll let you get back to everybody else.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. All right, and again, phone lines are open. If it rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying to get in. 740-383-9944. Now, yes, I do have a cousin named Carla. But last week, I'm not folding anybody here, but the only information that I had last week was that it was Gail. Now, I knew I did not have a cousin named Gail. There is nobody in my family named Gail. So, I think that was the problem. Now, I think this is where the problem happened. So, you see, I'm going to sound really bad in this situation that I didn't know who she was, but I did not know anybody named Gail. Oh, man, I hope this is Gail on the line now. Go ahead, caller.
No, this isn't Gail. You know who this is.
Darn it.
Hey, I just want to know, are we going to play Family Feud today?
You know, we probably will. I've got it socked away here, and we have no guests today, so there's a good chance of this. Now,
that's like my favorite thing.
Well, oh, yeah, we're going to have fun with that today. But do you think I'm coming off bad in this situation with my cousin? Because I don't really think I did anything wrong here.
I don't have a dog in the fight, Scott.
No, but I mean, if somebody said Gail, I mean, I don't know any Gales.
Right, yeah. You can't be held accountable for that.
No, because I get the feeling, not that I say, you know, it's just, I'm not a big social person when it comes to, you know, I guess she is my first cousin.
Oh, I think we figured that out years ago.
Yeah, I'm not out there. I'm not out and about. I only go to certain things. But, you know, I just, we were never tremendously close. Don't you have family members who you're not close with?
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. I don't have any bad feeling toward her. I just don't see her. I mean, I haven't seen her and like I said, the phone works both ways.
Right. And it sounded like maybe she wants to talk to you or reach out. And certainly if she turns on the radio and listens to your show, then she can, you know, hear your voice, and maybe it'll, you guys can like go out to lunch, somebody will call somebody, you know.
Well, let's not go too far.
Oh, okay.
She can.
I forgot who I was talking.
Yeah, she can listen to the program and she can call in. But you know,
okay.
Hey, if she's buying lunch, I'll go.
Oh, Scott, what are we gonna do with you?
I'll be right there if she's buying lunch.
All right, toodles.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, we probably will get into the Family Feud, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, I don't think I can be held accountable for Gail. I don't know Gail, so I don't know. You know, I'm going to hear back. I tell you what, and I don't know when it'll be, because I don't see this cousin an awful lot, but I guarantee you I will hear back from my cousin Carla at some point that I am probably an awful person because I did not remember who she was. But I did remember who she was, because if somebody would say Carla, I would, yes, that is my cousin. But I don't know any Gales. And that's how it was originally phrased to me, was that it was Gail who said hello. I don't know Gail. I know Carla. I don't know Gail. That's all I'm saying. Does anybody think I can be held accountable for this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Here I am. Holy moly. We're going to have the Family Feud here today. It's going to be during this program. We don't have to play the game. It's going to happen on the air here. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. But call in, 740-383-9944. Now, do you think I can be held accountable for this whole Gale thing? I just don't think that that's, I don't think that's my issue. And you know what? We all, whether we admit it or not, we all have family members who we do not socialize with all the time. Go ahead, caller.
You do know a Gail, but I'm not your cousin.
I do. Yes. Now, if they had said one of my former coworkers and callers, I would have had that one.
Okay. I just wanted to call that.
Yeah. But do you think I should be held accountable for this?
No. It's not possible. Every so often, somebody will mention a distant cousin of mine, and I don't know.
No. And especially if they say that they misquote the name. I mean, I'm really out in left field.
Maybe she goes for something other than her regular name, you know.
You know, that's one of those things. We just don't talk, and that's one of those deals, I guess.
Yeah, my wife has gone by Nancy for many, 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 many years, but that's not her real first name.
Oh, that's not. What is her real first name?
Carol.
Carol. Now, how did she get to Nancy?
They just decided to call her that. I think there's a dispute between husband and wife as to what her name is going to be.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, hey, well, thanks for calling. I definitely do know a Gail. That's one of our callers right there, who's, I think, been a caller almost from the very beginning of the station 6.5 years ago. Now, phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The Gail-Carla situation here this morning seems to be the hot topic. Now, there is something I also need to mention this morning, and I don't know who's listening at this point, but I'll say it regardless. And it's one of those situations, again, where you're not going to give too much information because people have private lives and you don't want to do that. So I'm not going to give any names. I'm just going to say this because I think this is important, is that, let's just put it this way, there's somebody that I know who has a family member who is going to be having surgery this morning. I think around 11:30 this morning, I heard, and we are just sending all the best good thoughts to that person who will be having surgery this morning, and everybody who's listening in Marion this morning and beyond. I know we're streamed in Florida and California and Arizona and all these places. I want you to, for a moment, sometime between now and 11:30 this morning, I want you to send a good thought or a prayer or whatever it is you do when somebody's about to have a surgery in this person's direction. Now, I know they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine, but I know the person's family member, and I know that person's worried right now, as they should be. You know, worry's just something that goes along in life. But it's going to be fine. It's going to be absolutely fine. And now we are going to send all good thoughts and all prayers and all well wishes in this person's direction before 11:30 this morning. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to send best thoughts, well wishes, and prayers for this person who is going to come through like a champ. There's no doubt in my mind. They're going to come through like a champ. You know, I have a sixth sense when it comes to these sort of things, and it's going to be fine. And by, you know, like 2-3 o'clock this afternoon, this will all be an afterthought. But it is nervous right now, and I know the family member that I know is very, very nervous. And you can't help, it's just a thing, you know, when somebody you love is going under the knife, it makes you nervous, and that happens. So the deal is, try to be less nervous, because now you have everybody in the listening community who is going to send good thoughts, who is going to send a well wish, who's going to send a prayer, whatever they do, in your direction. So with all that, nothing's going to go wrong. Nothing at all is going to go wrong. This is going to be fine. This is going to be like peanut butter and jelly. It's going to be perfectly normal. And I will say this, though, that the person that I know, who is the relative of the person having the surgery, that the reason they're worrying, and maybe this is something we need to take internally, the reason they're worrying is because they are such a good relative to that person. And when you are that good, then you care a lot. The better you are, the more you care. And that's just the way it goes. So well wishes, well thoughts, and everything of that to that person. And I know the person's nervous. I'm nervous to be honest, other than tonsils, tonsils and adenoids, I don't think I've ever had a surgery. But luckily, I'll probably have one next week now. Wouldn't it be great to get rid of me for a couple of weeks? Like if I went under the knife for something, somebody else could come in here and sit for a couple of weeks, maybe longer than that. Maybe I'm a slow healer. But Don't be nervous. It's going to be fine. I was incredibly nervous because I think I was young when I had my tonsils and adenoids out, and I was petrified. You know what? I wasn't so much petrified of the surgery, but I was petrified of just the whole thing. I don't know why. It just made me very nervous. But the truth of the matter is when it's over, it's over, and you never have to do it again, and it's not bad. You know, surgery is not bad. We like to say it is because it's very nerve-wracking, but at the end of it, it's okay. And you know what? You end up feeling so much better, and you end up not having the problem you had when you went in, and you don't have to deal with it anymore, and you don't have to have those doctor's visits about it and all that nonsense. So don't be nervous. Everything's going to be fine. Listen, if anybody knows what's going to be fine and what's not going to be fine, it's Radio Man here. Because, listen, this is what I know. I know what's going to be fine. I know what's not going to be fine. This is the way it goes. So the point is, don't be nervous. You're going to handle it like a champ. I think they're listening right now. You're going to be a champ. You're going to handle it like a champ. It's going to be fine. I know it is. And for the relative of that person, I know I can't stop you from being nervous, but really, you know, just try to take some deep breaths. I know it's going to be nerve-wracking, but it's going to be fine. And everybody's sending their best wishes your way right now and up through 11:30 this morning. So, and keep us updated. We want to know everything, and we'll report back that everything. You know, here's going to be the thing. I'm going to come on Monday morning, and I'm going to say, okay, everything went fine, and that's the truth. So that's what it's going to be. There's going to be no big deal about it, but this morning is a little nerve-wracking. The morning of the surgery is a little nerve-wracking, but it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. So this is how it goes. Now we've done that. I'm working my way down the checklist right now of things I need to do here this morning. This is why I probably will need a surgery soon, because my memory is just shot. It's just shot. I've got to have a list now. If I don't have a list, I forget something. Like, you know, the July 23rd thing. I can't remember anything. Nothing at all. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 53 and a half minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Oh, and that's another thing. Nothing bad ever happens on a Getaway Friday. So when you get a surgery scheduled on a Getaway Friday, it's fine. It's fine. Nothing bad happens on a Getaway Friday. I'm telling you right now. Check your newspapers today. There'll be no bad news on a Getaway Friday. And that's just the way it is. All right. Now, if you have anything more to say about the mask, and do I should I be held accountable for this Gale thing? I just don't think so. And you know what? Listen to this. If my cousin wanted to find me, you know, I'm easy enough to find. You know, I'm in the phone book. I still have a landline. I don't know if my number's in the phone book, but do they still have phone books? I have no idea. I have no idea if I have a I have a phone book here, but I don't know if I'm in the phone book. You know, I've never looked myself up. Give me a call, somebody. 740-383-9944. You got any things to say about the mask, or do you have any stories about going in for surgery and being nervous? You know, why is that a nervous thing that we have? I mean, I guess because it's us and, you know, it's not fun, but wonder why we get so nervous about that. But we always come out on the other side okay. Doctors know what they're doing. Nurses know what they're doing. These surgeons are brilliant. And there are so many hospitals in Ohio that have such great ratings. You know, I'm impressed with that. But we do. There is a phobia about surgeries, and I think that's what drives all the nervousness. And I have also been around when other people are having surgery, you know, maybe family members, things of that nature. It does make you nervous. Because you don't know. But the truth is, you really do know. If you logically thought about it, nothing bad's going to happen. It's going to be perfectly fine. Perfectly normal and perfectly fine. Oh, I found the phone book. Isn't this fascinating? Let's see if I'm in the phone book. You know, they used to have to ask you if you wanted to be in the phone book, but I don't even know if they do that anymore. So let's see if I'm in the phone book. All right. Might be giving away too much information here. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Let's see here. Well, there's a lot of funeral homes in this phone book. Why does the funeral home have so many numbers? Maybe I should call and ask them that. Okay, where is my last name? Are there nobody? Is there nobody else with my? Oh, here. Okay, here it is. Here's my last name. Okay, let's see here. Am I in the phone book? That's what we're trying to figure out. I am not in the phone book. Now there are some people in the phone book with my last name, but I am not one of them. Now there is no Gale either. No Gale in the phone book under my name. So I think we're okay there. I must have turned down being in the phone book. That must have been what happened. Well, remember, I'm going to be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have lots of things going on here. Maybe we'll have an update. 11:30, maybe we might hear something back by 1 o'clock. You never know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are going to try to do the Family Feud later on this morning. Oh, by the way, if you get nervous waiting while the surgery is going on, you can always turn this station on, because that's exactly, we're a good nerve. We take the nerves out of you. You know, this program is like radio, what's the nerve medication? We're radio nerve medication. That's what we are. Radio anti-anxiety medicine. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, just to give you a short little funny thing about my surgery I went through several years ago. They did some work on a kidney stone there I had. I was passing. Well, they get me in to take me back there, and I'm on there, and all of a sudden, I'm coming out of it as they're finishing up, And by George, in that friggin' operating room, I swear to God, I heard them play Boot Scoop Boogie, and them doctors were there dancing around in there, and I just shook my head and went back to sleep for a little bit.
Now, do you think this might have been the medication you were under at the time?
Oh, I imagine. I mean, I still remember that plain as day, and I told the doctor, and he just laughed about it, too. He said, yeah, sometimes when they're having a good day, they kind of get crazy in there.
Oh, so well, you know what? And that's just, you know, these doctors do these surgeries every day. They do many of them a day. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I come out with all my body parts. That was a good thing.
That's all. And you're going to send good thoughts the way of our person who's having surgery at 11:30 this morning, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, yes. And if anybody has surgery, whether it be minor or major there, you always want to wish them the best.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that story. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to break. We'll be back on the other side of this short but very important break. News and weather. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For the famed Wally Amos.
Around the